Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. MSU men's basketball coasted to victory yesterday at the Breslin Center, while Susie Merchant and company continued their winning ways in a triple overtime thriller in East Lansing. Al Martin is here now with the deets. Good to see you.
Mark, how you doing, my man?
Yeah, I'm doing well. It was never a contest for the men against Penn State yesterday. Is Izzo's crew peaking in typical March form this season?
You know, you feel like this happens every single year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's that old saying around here? January, February, Izzo, April. Exactly. You know, it has that feel to it right now. I mean, this team is certainly playing the best basketball that they've played all year. They are clicking on all cylinders when it comes to both sides of the court, defensively and offensively. So much so, Mark, that, you know, they played such a flawless game yesterday afternoon at the Breslin that, I mean, Tom Izzo set up the podium. I mean, because, of course, as a coach, you have to address what your team did good at and what they need to improve on. When it comes to what they need to improve on, he was talking about zone offense, Mark. That's how much Tom is trying to find what to nitpick at in order for his team to, I guess you can say, keep the momentum going as they roll into March Madness. But this team right now, no doubt about it, they are playing the best basketball, arguably, of anyone in the nation.
Coach Izzo said that Matt Costello and Deontay Davis played like men yesterday. What did he mean?
One word, Mark, toughness. Simple as that. You know, Tom Izzo teams are tough.
Yeah.
And they are particularly
There's
tough.
There's nothing he values
right.
much higher than that.
Last week, if you look at last week, when they were on the road against Ohio State, and I choke every time I talk about this bite, but at halftime, you know, Michigan State still has the lead, but they're struggling at the time when it comes to just mentally checking into the game and running their offense fluently. And he calls out Matt Costello, and he says that Costello's still at the bus right now when talking about what his front guys, I guess you say, when it comes to the bigs down low, need to do to improve as the game goes on. But that's all that is. I mean, Tom called out his big guys last week when it comes to the T word, toughness. He wants to see guys being physical down low, diving for loose balls. And he saw that. I mean, last night you saw Deontay Davis, 15 points for him as a freshman. He's diving on the floor for loose balls. We saw Lou Rawls, Tum-Tum Nairn Jr., who's a great acquisition coming off his plantar fasciitis injury, which he still has, but he's laboring through it. He's diving on the floor for loose balls. Guys are in tune defensively. Guys are getting physical. That is exactly what Tom Izzo means when guys are making strides like that, Mark.
Deontay Davis, 3 blocks in 18 minutes. He was 1 point off his career high. Matt Costello with his 8th double-double of his senior season and the 11th of his career, and Matt had 2 blocks in 19 minutes. How is the Big Ten title race shaping up now after the Spartan win and Iowa's continued losing ways?
Yes, it just got very interesting. And I've made this statement about Iowa. When they were off to that very good start, everybody thought they was going to run away with the Big Ten title. These last 3 games they've lost. You know, yesterday, the latest one coming to Ohio State, you know, and it, just looking at the race now, Mark, I mean, Maryland, they lost to Purdue this weekend. Again, Iowa loses to Ohio State. Right now, Indiana, as it stands, they sit at 13-3 at the top of the Big Ten Conference. Michigan State, Maryland, Iowa, and Wisconsin all are tied for 2nd in the Big Ten Conference at 11-5. If Michigan State wants a share of that title, they are going to be the biggest Iowa and Maryland fans come this week, because Indiana needs to fall both of those games and Michigan State needs to win out as they take on Rutgers and then, of course, wrap up the year on senior night this upcoming weekend against Ohio State.
Some are already placing the Spartans in the Final Four of this year's NCAA tournament. A national commentator yesterday picked a Xavier MSU final with State winning the national title. How realistic is that? Coach Izzo hates us for talking about this, putting the cart so far before the horse here, but how realistic was that assessment?
Mark, I tell you what, when your bracket comes out, and I know everyone fills out one every year, right? You can pick anybody to go to the Final Four this year. That's what makes this year so fun. You'll hear this word a lot throughout March. The word parity. I've already heard it at least a trillion times when discussing this year in college basketball, because anybody can be beaten. I mean, I highlighted last week where in the span of 2 days, Mark, we saw the number 3, 4, 5, and 6 teams all get upset in the span of 2 days. So is it realistic that Michigan State can possibly play Xavier, a team that did knock off Villanova this past weekend? Without a doubt. But I wouldn't be surprised if the exact opposite happened. But right now, again, this Michigan State from top to bottom, I think they're playing the best in the nation right now, and they can certainly realistically make a run at a national title.
How big an upset was the number 20 MSU women's triple overtime win against number 5 Ohio State?
I couldn't believe it, Mark. I'm sitting there on the sidelines covering that game, and it goes to 1 overtime, and then 2 overtimes, and then 3. And I'm sitting there saying, is this thing ever going to end? I mean, I didn't want it to end. It was that good of a game. But yeah. Michigan State knocks off number 5 Ohio State. And it was big from this standpoint, Mark. If Ohio State had a beaten Michigan State on Saturday afternoon, Ohio State would have celebrated a Big Ten championship at the Breslin Center floor. And it was so crazy. Real quick tidbit here. I was talking with Ariel Powers after the game, and I'm sitting there saying, what was the motivating factor other than stopping Ohio State from winning a Big Ten championship on your floor? She says, oh, that is the motivating factor.
Mm-hmm.
The I guess you can say the personnel from Ohio State, they actually called Susie Merchant and asked her questions like, okay, how big is the locker room? Is it big enough for us to celebrate? Will we have enough floor time to celebrate on the court? They're asking the head coach.
Embarrassing.
How awkward is that, right, to have to answer those questions? Yeah. So that was the only motivating factor for Michigan State going into that game. But it was huge because they prevent that, but they also lock in at least a top 4 seed going into the Big Ten tournament. They get a double bye rest, much needed after playing triple overtime, right?
Well, that's a lot of motivation right there.
Definitely.
And Jasmine Hines scored a career-high 36. We want to thank Al Martin of Current Sports. You can catch more at 1 o'clock every weekday on AM 870. Thanks, Al.
Hey, a pleasure, Mark. Thank you.